The NFC playoff picture is pretty clear, except where it isn't. We know our six teams, Carolina, Arizona, Green Bay, Washington, Minnesota, and Seattle. Only the NFC East champion Redskins have their seed locked up at number four. Let's get to work on our five remaining seeds. Carolina and Arizona will be the top two seeds and have first-round byes, but the order isn't certain. The Panthers can earn the top seed simply by beating the Buccaneers. Should the Panthers lose, the Cardinals can steal the number one spot by beating the Seahawks because Arizona would have the better conference record. In either case, both of these teams are waiting to see who their opponents will be in the divisional round. The winner of the three seed will be decided Sunday night as the Packers and Vikings square off for the NFC North title. Simple enough. The winner gets a home game on Wild Card Weekend. The loser hits the road for its playoff opener. The scenarios for the 5 and 6 seeds is where the real fun begins. We already know one of these two spots will be filled by Seattle. The other spot will be filled by the Vikings or Packers. If it's Green Bay, which would mean a Packers loss to the Vikings, the Packers are number 5 and the Seahawks are number 6, regardless of the Seahawks-Cardinals outcome in Week 17. If the Packers beat Minnesota, Seattle can take the 5 seed with a win over Arizona, and the Vikings take the 6th spot. If the Seahawks lose, they're the 6th seed, no matter what. So what does this mean for Green Bay? Heading into Sunday, the Packers are looking at any of three potential opponents on Wild Card Weekend. If Green Bay beats Minnesota to get the 3 seed, the Packers would host the 6 seed. If Seattle beats Arizona, a Packers-Vikings rematch is set for Lambeau Field. If Seattle loses, the Seahawks come to Green Bay next weekend. If Minnesota beats Green Bay and takes the NFC North crown, the Packers would fall to the 5 seed, setting a road date with the one NFC playoff team the Packers did not face in the regular season, the Washington Redskins.